Masechta Shavuos, Daf Chav Zayin, at the top of Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, Nishba Levatel Sa Mitzvah V'loi Bito Pata, that all agree that if someone swears that they will be Mevatel a Mitzvah, then ultimately they do the Mitzvah, and they are not Mevatel a Mitzvah, they will be Pata for bringing a Karban Eil V'Yerid, and Ayin Rishonim, that although they will not be Chayiv for bringing a Karban Eil V'Yerid, and this is not considered Shavuos Bitoi, however, certainly he was Eiva on the Issa of Shavuos Shav, and he's Eiva on the Issa that states in Pashas Yisrael in the Aseret the brace of Laisisa Hashem and Shem Kachalashav. The Mishnah continues that although everyone agrees to the first in the Mishnah, however, there's a machlekes regarding the following din, and the Mishnah continues Lekayim Velekayim Pata, that if one makes a shvua to be Mekayim a mitzvah, and ultimately is not Mekayim that mitzvah, then it'll be Pata from being a carbon Eil V'Yared. And specifically in regard to the second in the Mishnah, the Mishnah continues Shoye Bedin Shei Chayiv Kedir Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira, as really there would be a Sfara to be Chayiv just like the Sfara of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Masira actually holds that one will be chayiv in a case where he's nishbal kayim v'loy kayim. And what is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda ben Masira? As Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Masira, Ma'ar Mashur she'inu mishbal lo mehasinai reu chayiv lov, that Ma'adok the Torah is mechayiv someone making a shvua on a dvar rishus and being oiva on that shvua. So mitzvah shu mishbal lo mehasinai ain't a din she chayiv lo, then certainly a mitzvah where you're already mishbal lo mehasinai and you'll make a shvua in order to be mechayim and to strengthen your performance of that mitzvah, then certainly if you're oiva on that mitzvah and you will not do that mitzvah, then you'll be chayiv to bring a carbon eil v'yared. Ayin Rashi, who's gurious like our Gemara, kediv Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira, and Rashi explains, v'hachi ka'amar, nishba l'kayim v'loi kayim pata, she'ilu l'div Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira, hayu bedin l'chayivai. However, Ayin Tesis, who is gurious, nishba l'kayim mitzvah pata, she'ayu bedin shu chayiv, div Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira, ayin sham. And our Mishnah continues, amru loy, that chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira, that certainly you might have been the first in the Mishnah of nishba l'vatas mitzvah v'loi bitel, that you Potter. Therefore, my response to your svar is loyim amr b'shvus rishush kein asu b'lav kahen toim b'shvus mitzvah shloi asu b'lav kahen shim nish b'levatel v'loi bitel potter. Although it's true that the Torah is mechayiv someone for making a shvu on a dvar rishus, but that is because the Torah states l'hara lehetiv, and there's a requirement that this shvu should be able to done both in a negative and positive fashion. And for example, someone can make a shvu she'oichal and she'loi oichal, and there's an ability to make a shvu both in a negative and in a positive fashion. However, in regard to shvuas that are negiah to mitzvahs, so certainly a person can't make a shvua that is levatas a mitzvah, and therefore one could also not make a reciprocal shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah, as the Torah states that the only shvuas that are recognized as a shvuas bitoy are only those shvuas that could be belav v'hein. Now keep in mind that we previously explained that the reason why someone can't make a shvua lekayim as a mitzvah is because we are all mushba v'ayim mehasinai and ain't shvua chal shvua, which is a similar svara to ein issa chal issa. Let's see, Taisis diva maschel mitzvah shemushbol la mahasinai. Taisis bother tema mahai tamenami amai ein issa chal issa. Then l'chir, according to the svara of Yehuda ben Bezeira, then we should never have a din of ein issa chal issa, as the same svara should apply. Taisis continues ve'im shum di'alfinu imperakal abasa mivemesu baiki chalu prat luzu shem chalalos ve'medes ve'alfinu minar the kain tami shachot chuun tmeya patar nim kain hechi avikav chayma. Then how is it possible for Yehuda ben Bezeira to make this kavachima, name issa she'ena chal issa yechiyach ayin sham? And before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that certainly l'fi Rabbi Akiva, we know that the makor the nishba levatas mitzvah v'loy bitel is going to be pata. Rabbi Akiva dashing the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra based on ribu miyat riboy, and he was marba kol, and he was only mimayat the thing that's most unsimilar to the klal, which we previously explained is referring to someone that's nishba levatas mitzvah, and therefore, as Taisus points out in Divrei Maschil tam loyma lahara lehitiv, the next Gemara is not going with Rabbi Akiva, and Taisus states Hach Drosha Lo Yasek Rabbi Akiva the Ludei Amin LaEl the Darsh Beribu Yemiutei Umay Miet Miet Dvar Mitzvah. And this point will be relevant to the Gemara Daf Chav Zayin Abayz. And also keep in mind that our Gemara will bring the Brisa, and the Brisa will state that the words L'Hara L'Hetiv are referring to a Dvar Rishus. And although the Brisa takes this for granted, however, the Gemara will ask that how is it that the Brisa knew that the words L'Hara L'Hetiv are referring to a Dvar Rishus, not also to a Dvar Mitzvah? And our Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Yochel Nishba Levatas a Mitzvah V'loi Bitel Yechayiv, that one may have thought that if someone makes a Shvua in order to be Mevatas a Mitzvah, and ultimately not Mevatas a Mitzvah, that they would be Chayiv to bring a carbon Eil V'yared, Talmud Lemus, to the Pasuk and Pashat V'yikra, B'negeya Shvua's Bitel states, Lahar Eil Lehetiv, and we learn out, Ma'atav Rishos, Afara Rishos, that's just like the word Atava refers to a Dvar Rishos, when the Torah states Lashon Hara, it's also referring to a Dvar Rishos, and not to a Dvar Mitzvah, and as the Braisa continues, continues, Oitzi Nishba Levatzel Mitzvah V'loi Bitel Shu Potter. Therefore, the din of our Mishnah is correct, that Nishba Levatzel Mitzvah V'loi Bitel is Potter. Ayin Rashi, that Haminu would be, that if someone's Nishba Levatzel Mitzvah, that would be considered Hara, and as Rashi states, V'tezu Kriya Ra, Shu Maria Lassi Shu Mevatzel Mitzvah, as he's doing something bad, as he's being Mevatzel Mitzvah, and as we'll see in a moment, that the Gemara will have a Hamina, that the Lashon HaTava could be when someone makes the Shvuah in order to be Mekayim as a Mitzvah, as he's doing a good thing by doing a Mitzvah. Ultimately, the Gemara states that the Lashon Hara refers to doing something which is bad and is advarishus, and for example, making a Shvuah, Shaloi Oichol, that I will not eat, which is harming himself. Similarly, the Lashon HaTava refers to advarishus, and for example, where a person makes a Shvuah, Sha'oichol, he makes a Shvuah that I will eat, which will benefit him and be beneficial to him. The Brisa continues, Yach Nishba L'Kayim Es Mitzvah Loi Kayim She'i Pchayiv, that one may have thought that if someone makes a Shvuah to be Mekayim Es Mitzvah and they not Mekayim Es Mitzvah, that he'd be chayiv to bring Oil V'yayred, as the Pasuk states, L'Haray L'Hetiv, and this would be considered a Shvuah L'Hetiv, as by doing a Mitzvah, he's doing a good thing, Tamal Lema L'Haray L'Hetiv, and we learn Mahara Rishos, just like the Lashon Hara, is certainly referring to Advar Rishos, Afatav Rishos, therefore the Lashon Hatava also refers to Advar Rishos, and Oitzi Nishba L'Kayim Es Mitzvah L'Kayim Shu Pata, therefore we exclude someone that makes a Shvuah to be Mekayim Es Mitzvah, and he's not Mekayim Es Mitzvah, that he'll be Pata for bringing a carbon oil V'yared. And keep in mind that as we originally pointed out in the first part of Brisa, where the Brisa took it for granted that Tav is referring to Rishos, and the second part of the Brisa, which took it for granted that Hara is referring to Rishos, will be explained by the Gemara in a moment. And as Rashi states, Ma'arav Rishos L'Kamei Parach M'may Dekroy B'Rishos K'sivi Ayin Sham. The Brisa continues with the third in, Yochel Nishba L'Har La'atzboi V'loi Heira Yochel Yeipata, that one may have thought that if someone makes a Shvua to do bad to himself, but ultimately he doesn't do bad to himself, then maybe he should be Pata from bringing a carbon oil V'yared. And based on Taisis, it would seem that the Gemara's Havmina is that potentially he should be Pata, as it should be Nishba L'Vatas HaMitzvah. It's possibly it's also for a person to be Chayil B'Atzmai. However, the Gemara teaches us, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk tells us, L'Hara L'Hetiv, Ma'atav Rishos, Afara Rishos, Ovi Nishba L'Hara L'Atzmai V'Lehira, Sha'ar Rishos P'yadai, that the Torah teaches us that the Chiyiv to bring a carbon oil V'yared for being Oiva and Shavuos Pitoi is not only on Atavis Rishos, but also for making a Shavuos L'Hara, which is a Rishos. As we will see in Taisis, the Gemara comes out, like the Manda Omar, that there is no Issa to be Chayil B'Atzmai. Therefore, if one makes a Shavuos L'Hara L'Atzmai and to harm themselves, then if they would be Oiva on that Shavuos and they would not harm themselves, then they would be chayav to bring a carbon oil V'yared. And in Taisis, the Maschel, Avi Nishba L'Hara L'Atzmai, Kul L'Hach Baba L'Tzricha, El L'Ashminon, the Adam Mishoy, L'Achba B'Atzmai, the Plutti B'Chayvel, and in a Chinami, the only reason why the Brisa brought down this point is in order to teach us this Chiddush, that we pass like the Manda Omar, that someone can be Chayav B'Atzmai, and it's not considered Nishba L'Vatzah Mitzvah. However, Ayin Duran, who points out that even according to Manda Omar, that in Adam Mishoy, L'Chabo B'Atzmai, Midrasha Asilon, that is only learned from Midrasha, V'chol D'Leisim and Atir Mefurish, L'Mikri Mujba V'Oim Masinai, L'Inyin Shloi Tachal Shvu'olav, Ayin Shom, and L'Fi Duran, the Chiddush of the Brisa is even stronger, as the Brisa is teaching us that even though it's actually also to be Chayav B'Atzmai, even so the Shvu'ah would be Chal, and it wouldn't be considered Nishba L'Vatzah Mitzvah. Finally, the Brisa teaches us, Yach Nishba L'Hara L'Achirim V'Loi Hira She'i Chayiv, that one would have thought that if someone swears to be Chayav B'Chaveray, then if he doesn't do so, then he'd be Chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yerid, Tamalayim L'Hara L'Hetiv, Ma'atav Rishos, Afar Rishos, Oitzi Nishba L'Hara L'Achirim V'Loi Hira She'in Arishos B'Yadai, that certainly it's an Issa to be Chayav B'Chaveray, and therefore it's considered Nishba L'Vatzah Mitzvah, and one would not be Chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yerid, and L'Chayav this din of the Brisa seems to be Pashut, and we will get back to this point in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Minayin L'Rabbis HaTavis Achirim, Tamalayim L'Oil L'Hetiv, and how do we know that if Reuven makes a Shvuah to do something good for Shimon, and for example, to give Shimon Matana, which is not a Mitzvah, how do we know that if Reuven doesn't do so, that he'd be Chayav to bring a carbon oil V'yared, since the Pasuk states, L'Hara Oil L'Hetiv, so the word Oil is extra, and we learn that if Reuven makes a Shvuah to be Mativ to Shimon, then if he's Oiv on that Shvuah, then it'll be Chayav to bring a carbon oil V'yared. Finally, the Brisa teaches us, Ve'ezi Aras Achirim, Akas Pliny, Ve'efzas Meichai, when the Brisa speaks about doing bad to another person, it refers to someone being Chayav B'Chaveray, and for example, Reuven says that I will hit Shimon and I will break his skull, and Ayin Tesis Diba Baskal Nishba L'Hara L'Achirim Hachba B'Nami Le'Tzricha, that really there's no Chiddush in this case. Mishum Sefer the Beilur Bui Atavas Achirim Nakala, and the only reason why the Brisa spoke about the case of Nishba L'Hara L'Achirim is in order to teach us that if someone makes a Shvuah to do good for their friend, friend, then if he's Ivan Ishvua, he'll be chayav to be in carbon oil v'yared. One would have a hamina that the pasuk states lahara lahetiv, which is mashma he's either doing bad or doing good for himself, and therefore our Gemara teaches us that one is chayav even on dvarim shel achirim, as we learned in the Mishnah daf chafayim and aleph. One is chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared both on dvarim shel atzmai as well as dvarim shel achirim, and this is the makar to the din of that Mishnah. And before we continue, let us keep in mind that the Braisa took it for granted when the pasuk states lahara oil lahetiv, the word lahara and the word lahetiv are both referring to a dvar rishus, and the Gemara asks, we might decry b'dvar rishus ksivi, dilma b'dvar mitzvah ksivi. How do we know that when the Torah uses the terms lahara lahetiv, it's referring to a dvar rishus, as maybe it's also referring to a dvar mitzvah, and certainly when someone makes a shvua that there will be mekayim mitzvah, that is certainly the ultimate toiv, as it's good for a person's nefesh and for his soul, and when a person makes a shvua to be mevatlis a mitzvah, that is the ultimate bid, as it's bad for a person's nefesh and for his soul. Also keep in mind that we have two different parts of the Braisa. In the first part of the Braisa took it for granted that Tav is referring to a Dvar Rishus, based on the fact that Tav is referring to a Dvar Rishus, therefore the word Ara is also referring to a Dvar Rishus. And the second part of the Braisa stated just the opposite, as the Braisa stated that it's Pashtos, that the word Ara is referring to a Dvar Rishus, and therefore when we discuss a Tav, it's also referring to a Dvar Rishus. Our Gemara now continues, that you should not think that the word Ara or the word Atava is referring to a Dvar Mitzvah, as the Be'in Atava Dumida Ra, Vara Dumida Atava, since the Pasuk states Lahara Lehetiv, so both Hara and Atava have to be referring to a parallel case. In the first case of the Braisa, we will learn that Atava has to be similar to Din of Ara, and in the second part of Braisa, the Hara has to be similar to Atava. Gemara first explains the first Sad and the first part of the Braisa, as the Akish Hara Latava, and as we saw, we will Makish the case of Ara to the case of Atava, and the next three lines of the Gemara are difficult to understand, and we'll read Rashi in a moment, but the Gemara states, Ma Tava inu bitl mitzvah, af hara inu bitl mitzvah, hara gufa tavahi. Rashi explains as follows, Ma Tava la atzmoy dehainu oichol, that just like a case of Atava where it's a dvar rishus, which is talking about a case where someone makes a shvua that I will eat, which is beneficial to his body, inu bitl mitzvah, kagoyin oichol b'yem kapurim, oich chometz bepesach, and in a parallel case where someone actually makes a shvua to eat something, but it's regarding bitl mitzvah, and for example, if someone makes a shvua that I will eat chametz on Pesach or I will eat on Yom Kippur, although certainly it is beneficial to his body to eat, however, like kari atava shuri gurim rol nafshai, and this is not called good, as the mice is causing bad for his soul, ela b'kiyum mitzvah kagoyin ochel matzo b'leilu Pesach. Therefore, the only way that we find a parallel case of she'ichol that is relevant to a dva mitzvah is where person is nishba l'kayimis mitzvah, and for example, where he makes a shvua I will eat matzo on Pesach. Therefore, afara deloy oichol she'inu b'tel mitzvah kagoyin loy oichol matzah el b'kiyum mitzvah kagoyin loy oichol chametz. Since the case of ara has to be similar to the case of atava, so it must be the case of ara, which is talking about a scenario where a person says I will not eat something. It's also not referring to someone that's being mevatel mitzvah kagoyin loy oichol matzah el b'kiyum mitzvah kagoyin loy oichol chametz, and it's referring to someone that's being mekayim mitzvah. And for example, he makes a shvua that I will not eat chametz in kain lomeli the kasva hachara. Then why would the Torah have to repeat and state the concept of Ara? When a person makes a shvua that he will not eat chametz, then certainly that's a good thing, and therefore was already included in the term of Atava. That was the point of the Braisa when it stated both the term of Ara and Atava must be referring to a Dvar Rishus, and therefore it makes sense why the Torah states both Lahara and Lahetiv. The Gemara now continues to explain the second part of the Braisa as V'akish Atava L'Ara, as in the second part of the Braisa would be makish the lashon atava and the lashon ara, as the pasuk states lahara lehetiv and ma'ara ina b'kiyum mitzvah af atava ina b'kiyum mitzvah hatava gufa arahi. Once again, Rashi explains and Rashi states for akish atava ara ma'ara d'loy oichol she'ina b'kiyum mitzvah, that just like the lashon ara cannot be speaking about a kiyum mitzvah, it can't be speaking about someone making a shvua that will not eat chametz on Pesach, as that is not considered a bad thing, as it's good for a person's soul not to eat chametz on Pesach. Therefore, the Lashon Hara has to be referring to someone that's nishba to be mevatel mitzvah. For example, he makes a shvua that I won't eat matzah on Pesach. Therefore, we have to have a parallel case in the case of Atava. And as Rashi continues, Af Atava da'ichol she'ena b'kiyum mitzvah is not talking about a person that made a shvua that I will eat matzah, and instead it must be referring to someone that made a shvua to be mevatel mitzvah, and he said in a positive fashion. For example, he made a shvua that I will eat chametz on Pesach. It certainly may be beneficial to his body, but ultimately it's bad for his soul. Therefore, as Rashi explains, once again, Hatavazu Harohi Valkasva, that this case is already included in the Lashon Hara, and why would the Torah have to state the Lashon Hatava? Therefore, it must be that when the Pasuk states Lahara Lahativ, it's referring to Advar Rishos of Sha'ichal and Shalay Eichal, and those cases parallel each other. Sha'ichal is Lahativ, as it's good for his body, and Shalay Eichal will be Lahara, as by not eating, that will be detrimental to a person's body. Before we continue, let us keep in mind that even though generally when someone says they will eat something, it will be beneficial for their body. However, certainly there are cases where someone can make a shvuah to eat and that will actually be detrimental to their body. And for example, if they say that I will eat something that is not healthy for me or they'll eat poison. And similarly, although generally when a person makes a shvuah not to eat, it's generally detrimental to their body. However, certainly there are cases where it could be beneficial to their body. And for example, if they make a shvuah not to eat poison or not to eat something that's not healthy for themselves, and that would also be considered tava. Therefore, the Gemara continues, Yehachi b'dvar rishus nami loy mishkachis la, the l'chiru b'negiya dvar rishus. You also can't find two cases which are symmetrical and parallel to each other, where the Torah would have to state both Lashon Hara and Lehitiv. As Rashi explains, Yehachi perusha, Yehachi b'dvar rishus nami ikalak shuye kai gavna, akish hara la tava, ma tava da oichol she'ina b'dava ra la gufay, goyin oichol dava shekashal guf, da hi lava tava mikri, as certainly that's not going to be good for him. Therefore, the Lashon HaTava must be referring to Dava Mahanai, something that will give him hana. So Afara Deloy Eichel She'en Shvuazu Ra Legufay El HaTava Kegoyim Loy Eichel Dvar Makashim Legov. Then it must be talking about a reciprocal case, in a case where he stated that I will not eat things that are bad for my body. Then Kein HaRoazoy Satavi Loy Vaksiv Le HaTava. And the Torah already told us that one will be Chayiv on HaTava, and therefore there will be no need to also write Hara. As Rashi continues, the opposite would also be true, as Akish HaTava LaHara Ma'ahra Deloy Eichel Le Nishbal Dava Akasha, that certainly B'negei Ara is not talking about a case where a person makes a shvua that will not eat something that's bad for me. Once again, Dahi Lava Ra Mikri, as that's not considered something bad, as it's good for your body not to eat something that's detrimental to your body. And therefore, a shvua La Ra must be referring to someone making a shvua not to eat something that is really good for them and that is detrimental to the body. El B'dava Atayu L'guf Nishbash Le'ach Lanu. Therefore, when the Torah speaks about a tava, it must be speaking about a reciprocal and parallel case. For example, Shinishba Bedova Roloi, Shate Shvua Roloi, is making a shvua to eat something bad for himself, and that shvua is going to be bad for him, and Kain Atava Gufe Arahi Ayin Sham, and therefore we can't explain that the Makar, the Chiyah for Karban Ilah, doesn't apply to someone that's Nishba Levatsa Mitzvah, or Nishba Lekaimansa Mitzvah, as the Brisa taught us, as Lemaisa from the word Lahara Lehativ, you can't prove that speaking about Dvar Rishus, not also speaking about a Dvar Mitzvah. And based on this issue, so the Gemara continues, Elo mid the Istrich Oil Rabbis Hatavis Achirim, Shema Mina Bidvar Rishus Ksivi. The way that we know that the words Lahara Lehativ in the Pasuk refer specifically to Dvar Rishus and not also to Dvar Mitzvah is based on the fact that the Brisa teaches us that based on the word Oi, when Marber that someone makes a Shvua to be Metiv Lachirim, then it'll be Chayat to bring a Karban Oil Vyarid. Therefore, it must be that when the Pasuk states Lahara Lehativ, it refers to Dvar Rishus and not to Dvar Mitzvah. And as the Gemara continues to explain, the Isakadaita Bidvar Mitzvah Ksivi, if you will explain that when the Torah mentions Lahara Lehativ, it's referring to a Dvar Mitzvah, and the Torah is telling us that one would even be chayiv to bring a Karban Eil V'yared, even if he's Nirba Levatsa Mitzvah, and he wasn't Mevatel that Mitzvah, then that would also include a case, Reuven makes a Shvuah to be chayiv b'chaveray, and to hurt Shimon, and in that case, if he doesn't hurt Shimon, then he'll be chayiv to bring a Karban Eil V'yared, and if so, the Gemara points out, Hashta Ra Sachirim Isra'bei, Hatav Sachirim Ibai, that if the Torah is already Mabra, that if someone hurts a friend, that they'll be chayiv to bring a Karban Eil V'yared, then certainly if they're mated to the friend, then that will be included in the Lashon HaTava, and certainly one will be chayiv to bring a Karban Eil V'yared in that case. Why would the Torah have to say the word Ay? Therefore, it must be that when the Torah stated Lahara Lehitiv, the Torah is only referring to a Dvar Rishos, and is not referring to a Dvar Mitzvah at all, and if someone is Nishba Levatsa Mitzvah, V'loi Bitel, they would not be chayiv to bring a Karban Eil V'yared, and therefore, if someone makes a Shvua, that they'll be chayiv b'chaveray, and they're not chayiv b'chaveray, that they would not be chayiv to bring a carbon. One may think that the Torah was not mechayiv someone, even if they say that they want to do good for their friend, and they make a shvua to actually give their friend a present, and even if they don't keep that promise, then they would not be chayiv to bring a carbon eil v'yared. And kamash malon, the Torah tells us the word oi, in order to teach us that if someone makes a shvua in order to do good to someone else, then if they don't keep their promise, they would be chayiv to bring a carbon eil v'yared. And in Rashi, hashtar ras achirim, to have a bitl mitzvah is rabbi, hatav is achirim, to kiyah mitzvah himi bai, they would would be no need to write the word oi. Ainu mefarshim are bothered. L'maisa from the Lashon HaBraisa, it's not mashma that this is the limud in order to teach us that someone that's nishba levatz a mitzvah or nishba lekayim a mitzvah would be patar. From the fact that our Gemara stated the Lashon Ella, it's mashma that we're being choyza from the original pshat, and l'chiri this doesn't fit very well into the Braisa. Ainu rishenim that someone not good is the word Ella, and therefore it is actually a continuation and explanation of the Braisa, and Ayin Shum had to learn the Gemara. Gemara now continues and discusses the Braisa, as the Braisa stated, Minayin l'rabbis hatavis achirim, tamun loyma oy lehitiv, and the Gemara learns from the extra word oy, and the Gemara now asks, v'hay oy mi boy l'chalik, that l'chir this word oy is not extra. As if the Torah would have only stated l'har lehitiv, the Torah would have stated the word oy, then we would have thought that the only way that one would be chay to bring a karmel oy l'vyared is that they make two separate shvuas, one l'hara and one lehitiv, and they were even both those shvuas. However, now the Torah states oy, so the Torah teaches us that if someone either makes a shvua lahara or lahitiv, then it'd be chayyav to bring a carbon oil of yared, and there's no requirement to make two shvuas. Gemara answers lechalik leitzarach kra, that there's never a need to tell us the word oy in order to split words. Even if the Torah would have stated lahara or lahitiv, we would have known that there's only a requirement to make one shvua in order to be chayyav a carbon oil of yared. Therefore, the word oy is actually extra, and it comes to be marba hatavas achirim. And keep in mind that, as we will see, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yenison and Rabbi Yesha. If b'chol tera kula, we need the lashon oy in order to be mechalik, or we do not need the lashon oy to be mechalik, and therefore the Gemara states hanich Rabbi Yenison that this teretz works out according to Rabbi Yenison that he doesn't require the word oy to be mechalik, and therefore the word oy is extra. El Rabbi Yesha ma'ik l'meima, but as we will see, Rabbi Yesha always requires the word oy lechalik, and therefore we don't have an extra word. How do we know that someone would be chayit to bring a carbon oil of yared even when they make a shvua in order to be made to lachirim? The Gemara now brings down the machlekes between Rabbi Yenison and Rabbi Yesha. The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, the pasuk in Pasha Kedoshim states, "Ki ish ish ashir kalas aves imay mois yumas avi imay kilel dam boy." Since the Torah states, "Ashir kalas es aves ves imay," so ainly ala avi imay, one may have thought that the only time that the chayev for cursing their parents is only they curse both their father as well as their mother. How would we know that if someone curses either their father or their mother that they would still be chayev misa? Tamalema avi imay kilel. Therefore, the end of the pasuk states, "Avi imay kilel." And as Rashi explains, that at the beginning of the pasuk, the Torah placed the word aviv next to the word yikalel, and at the end of the pasuk states the word kilel next to the word imai. Therefore, the Torah teaches us that as long as someone curses either their father or their mother, they'd be chayim misa. And div Rabbi Yesha, these are the words of Rabbi Yesha, as Rabbi Yesha holds that when the pasuk states isha sheyikal as aviv as imai and doesn't say as aviv oyes imai, then one would think that you're only going to be chayiv if you curse both your father and your mother, as there's a requirement to say oy in order to be mechalik. However, Rabbi Yenison argues in Rabbi Yesha. He explains, even though the Torah doesn't use the term oy, but certainly the Torah doesn't mean that the only way you'll be chayiv is only if you curse your father and your mother. And even though the Torah only states ish asher kalas aves imay, we would already know that one is chayiv for cursing either his father or his mother. And as Rabbi Yenison states, mashma shneim keechad umashma echad b'fnei atzmai, just by the fact that it states as aves imay. And Ayin Rashi, who points out that according to Rabbi Yenison, why does the Torah have to repeat the words of imay kilel at the end of the pasuk? And Zok Rashi, v'rubuy de sefer dekrav mi boilei the rabbis mekal la'achemisa v'hachim mefarish lo b'sanhedrin ayin sham. We continue on daf chav zayin on abeis, and Rabbi Yenison states ash yifur l'cha kasev yachdav. The only time that there's a requirement that you need both, and we don't say that it's either or, is only when the Torah actually mentions yachdav. And for example, where the Torah states le'sachrish b'shar v'chamor yachdav, or the Torah states le'sil b'shatnei tzemu pishtum yachdav, and the pasuk clearly tells us that the only time that one will be able on those Yisurim is only if one plows both with the shar and a chamar, or if one wears clothing that's made with wool and linen together. However, when the Torah states ish asher kalas aves imay, then certainly one will be chayiv for cursing either their father or their mother. And similarly, according to Rabbi Yenison, even if the Torah would have stated lahara ulahitiv, we would have been able to understand that one is chayiv either for making shvua lahara or lahitiv, and therefore, for Rabbi Yenison, the word oy is extra, and we can learn that one is also chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared even when he makes a shvua lahitiv lachirim. However, l'fi Rabbi Yesha, the word oy is not extra, as it's required in order to teach us that one is chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared if he makes a shvua either lahara or lahitiv. How would he know that when marba tavas achirim, and by extension, how would Rabbi Yesha now learn that the Torah is only mechayiv someone when they make a shvua lahara lahitiv on a dvar rishus and not on a dvar mitzvah? The Gemara continues that filo tam Rabbi Yesha, that even according to Rabbi Yesha, that hold that the word oi is not extra. Therefore, from the word oi, he's unable to learn that one is only chayiv for making a shvua when they made a shvua on a dvar rishus and not a dvar mitzvah. And even so, he still agrees with our mishnah that one is only chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared when they made a shvua on a dvar rishus and not on a dvar mitzvah. As with savala Rabbi Akiva, the darsh for buyo mute, as he holds like Rabbi Akiva that dashes the pasuk and pashas vayikra based on a ribuy miut, and therefore with ma'arba hakol and will only might one thing, which is a dvar mitzvah, and therefore even Rabbi Isha agrees that one would not be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared when he made a shvua levatel sa mitzvah. And as the Gemara explains, iam bishleima v'dvar rishutziv v'mayit dvar mitzvah, as if we will say that the pasuk and pashas vayikra is speaking about dvar rishus, then it makes sense that the Torah be might one thing, and that miut will apply to a dvar mitzvah. However, li'amrit b'dvar mitzvah, but if you will see that the words lahara lahetiv even refer to a dvar mitzvah, then since Rabbi Akiva has to be ma'id something, so what would he be ma'id from this pasuk? Therefore, clearly, when the pasuk states lahara lahetiv, it must be referring to a dvar rishus and not to a dvar mitzvah. And let's keep in mind that although based on this limud, we definitely have a makar as to why Rabbi Yeshua as well as Rabbi Akiva hold that one would not be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared when he makes a shvua levatel sa mitzvah. However, this doesn't explain why a person would not be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared when they make a shvua l'kayim sa mitzvah. As l'chir, if you learn psukim based on ribu miyat ribuy, then you only memayit one thing, and we already memayit someone that made a shvua levatel sa mitzvah. And ayin Rashi dibel mascha may miyat. Rashi explains ein l'chadava roi l'mayit kenish b'levatel sa mitzvah v'mze chayiv kol shken kol shashvuyis elavate bitul mitzvah yemayit v'kiyam mitzvah yemayit b'ndelesi b'lavahein. And the way that we know that a person will not be chayiv to be in carbon oil of yared when they make a shvua l'kayim sa mitzvah is because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that since the pasuk states lahara lahetiv, so the only way that one could be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared is only if there's a possibility of being chayiv both for making the same type of shvua in a positive and negative fashion. And since based on a ribuy miut, clearly someone will not be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared if they made a shvua levatel sa mitzvah. Therefore, you can't be mechayiv them on a shvua l'kayim sa mitzvah either. And that maybe it's coming to a mayit that if someone made a shvua shav, then they would not be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. Similarly, we would be mayit milsed leisa b'labal shmuel who milsed leisa b'labahein ali b'derav. And similar to what Taisus stated on Daf Chafei Min Aleph, Taisus explains v'yishleima deshkulum hein k'deparashi le'el v'yimabin and hai mabin and hai. And once you be marbe one, you'll have to be marbe the other. And once we have a miyut that's been mayed in nishba levatel sa mitzvah, therefore we will be mayed all these things as well. And Taz continues, v'oid im kain lichtav lasis v'shaloi lasis v'loi b'lashin harav v'atava, that if this would be the case, then the Torah should have written the words lasis and shaloi lasis. And since the Torah specifically used lashin harav v'atava, which mashmur the Torah wanted to mayed someone that was nishba levatel sa mitzvah, ayin sham. And also, let's keep in mind, although the Gemara explained Rabbi Ishiya holds like Rabbi Akiva, but certainly Rabbi Ishiya cannot be the Tana of the prior Braisa, as the Braisa clearly brought a different makar as to how we know that someone that's nishba levatel sa mitzvah will be parted from bringing a carbon oil of yared. And in addition, since according to Rabbi Yeshua, we don't have an extra word oi from the word lahara lahetiv, certainly he doesn't agree with that part of the Braisa, as the Braisa stated, minayin l'rabbi satava sachirim hamud loima oi lahetiv, and clearly the Braisa learned this from the extra word oi, and as we just proved, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the word oi is not extra. And before we continue, let us see the top tesis on the Chav Zayin Abayz, where tesis bothered that according to Rabbi Yeshua, l'sachrish b'shor v'chamo yachtov, if even without the word yachtov, we would know that it means together, as the only time that we say that it's separated is only when we have the word oi. And Taisus explains, Rabbi Yeshua had the itzruch l'michtav yachtov b'chayrish b'shor v'chamo, shalei yischayv afilo inum k'shurim yachad, k'd amr b'yushalmi, the itzruch l'mute k'hoi shachur yakaren. Taisus continues to discuss the pasuk of l'isil b'shatnez semu pishtim yachtov, and Taisus states, v'gam b'levishat semu pishtim itzruch shalei lesser, afilo inum t'kufim, k'goyin shneim abushim, echad shal semu v'echad shal pishtim. The Gemara continues, when quotes from Mishnah, that a Mishnah stated there are but and hold that the Yudim al-Kayim is a mitzvah v'loi Kayim, they would be potter. The Mishnah brought down the Shita Rabbi Yehuda ben Masiria that's Chaylik on the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Masiria learned this from Kal V'chema, as Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Masiria, Ma'am Rishosh she'inu mujbo lo ma'asinai, ha'reu chayv alav, mitzvah shu mujbo lo ma'asinai, inu yidin she'i chayv alav. And the Rabbanon responded, Amru loi, loi ma'amr b'shvuas ha'rishosh, she'kein osu bo lav kehen, ta'im b'shvuas mitzvah, she'loi osu bo lav kehen, she'nishba levatel v'loi bitel potter, as all agree that if someone makes a shvua levatel sa mitzvah, then certainly they'd be potter from bringing a carbon oil to Yared. And Agamar is Rabbanon Shapa Kamrile Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah. The Lachir Rabbanon's Taina to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah seems to be a valid Taina. And the Gemara responds, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah Amalacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah will respond, Otu Hatava Zachirim, Blav Afagad the Lisa Bechal HaRos Zachirim, from Rabbi Rachmana. Since we know that if someone makes a Shvua in order to harm his friend, then certainly it's not a valid Shvua, as that is Nishba Levatas HaMitzvah. Even so, we just saw in the Brisa that based on the extra word Oi, we are Marba, that if Reuven makes a Shvua in order to benefit Shimon, that it would be a valid Shvua. We see there's no requirement of Isi Balavahain. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah holds Hachinami B'kiyah Mitzvah, and therefore in regard to someone that makes a Shvua in order to be Mekiyah Mitzvah, I hold that it's a valid Shvua, and I forgot the Lesi B'Bitul Mitzvah, and even though the reciprocal case would not be a valid Shvua, as if someone makes a Shvua Levatas HaMitzvah, clearly would not be a Shvua. And even so, based on this Kal V'Chaymer, Rav Yerachmano, the Torah is Mabo, that if someone makes a Shvua, L'Kayim is a Mitzvah, then it would be a valid Shvua. And in order to be Mechayiv someone, a Karban Oil V'Yared, there's no requirement that that Shvua has to be Isei B'la V'Hein. The Gemara continues, Rabbanon, and had a Rabbanon respond to Rabbi Yudim and Bezerah, and the Gemara explains, Hasam Isei B'la Etev, Hachami Isei B'la Yekayim, that the reason why the Rabbanon hold that a Shvua L'Hetev L'Achirim is going to be valid is because it's actually Isei B'la V'Hein, as although it's true that if Reuven would make a Shvua that I want to harm Shimon, then certainly that would not be a valid Shvua, as it's a Shvua Levatas HaMitzvah. However, it is still Isei B'la V'Hein, as there is a parallel case. And for example, if Reuven makes a Shvua, I will not give a gift to Shimon, who is a wealthy person, and if he goes and gives a gift to Shimon, then he was over on that Shvua, and certainly that Shvua is not a Shvua Levatas HaMitzvah. Therefore, we do have parallel Shvuas, and just like Reuven can make a Shvua that I want to benefit Shimon, so he could also make a Shvua that I don't want to benefit Shimon. However, Rabbanan argue and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah, and they hold that if someone is nishba l'kayim es mitzvah, then it will not be chayit to bring a carbon oil v'yared, as it's not isei b'la v'hein, as the only parallel case to this scenario is only where Reuven makes a shvua levatas mitzvah, and certainly all agree that Reuven will not be chayit to bring a carbon oil v'yared in that case. Therefore, even in a case where he's nishba l'kayim es mitzvah, since it's not isei b'la v'hein, therefore Reuven will not be chayit to bring a carbon oil v'yared. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us keep in mind that the Gemara Shakla V'Taya was dafka according to the way that the Brisa explained the Makar for the Din of the Rabbanon. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Makar that one is not Chayiv in a case of Nishba Levatas HaMitzvah is based on Ribui Miyat Ribui, certainly the Kal V'Chaim of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah is not a winning argument. Therefore, the Shakla V'Taya of our previous Gemara is really irrelevant. And L'Chari, the question should be just the opposite, as to how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah argue on Rabbi Akiva. And L'Chari, we would have to explain that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah would hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that B'chol Torah Kula we dash him B'klal U'Prada Klal V'tzarech Bir, and we continue with the new Mishnah, Shvua Shlo Eichel Ki Kazu, Shvua Shlo Eichlena, Shvua Shlo Eichlena V'achla Eino Chayiv Ala Achas, that if Reuven makes a Shvua that he won't eat this Kikar, and then he says, I'm making a Shvua that I won't eat it, and then he says another time, I'm making a Shvua that I won't eat it, and he's then Ivan the Shvua, and he eats the Kikar. So although Reuven made three Shvuas, but we have a concept of Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, and therefore, if Reuven is Ivan Shvua, he'll only be chayiv to bring one carbon oil of yared. The Gemara will ask that why did the Mishnah change the lashon? And the first time he made a shvua, it stayed shvua shleichel kikazu, and then he stayed shvua shleichlena. Why didn't the Mishnah use the same lashon for all three shvuas? In addition, the Gemara will ask why is it that the Mishnah had to teach us the din of ein shvua chal shvua in a case where Reuven made three shvuas, as we could have taught the same din we only made two shvuas. And the Mishnah continues, zu yishvuas bito yishchayav alaz din makas val shigasa carbon oil of yared. That all the shvuas that we spoke about until this point are all referring to the shvuas bitoi. We have someone's ivan the shvua b'mezid, they'll be chayiv makas, and if they would be ivan the shvua b'shoigeg, they'd be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. And the Mishnah continues to discuss another category of a shvua, and shvua shav chayav alaz dina makas val shigasa pata. That if someone makes a shvua shav b'mezid, then they'll be chayiv makas, and they'll ivan the issa of the sisa shem Hashem al kechel shav. And if they're ivan the shvua shav b'shoigeg, then they'll be pata, and there's no chiyuv to bring a carbon oil of yared. Before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out that in a moment the Gemara will bring a raya that there's a chil between the lashon of shvua shleichel kikazu and the lashon of shvua shleichlena. As if someone says shvua shleichel kikazu, and even if they only eat a kazayis of the bread, then they will be ivan der shvua. However, if they stated shvua shleichlena that I'm making shvua that I won't eat it, then they mean to say that I won't eat the entire kikar. But even if they eat a kazayis, but they didn't eat the entire kikar, then they would not be be oivan neshvua. And the Gemara begins and asks, lamilu misti shvua shle eichel shvua shle echlana. That why is it that the Mishnah changed lashon and it first stated that Reuven said that I'm making shvua shle eichel kikazu, and then the second shvua the Mishnah tells us that Reuven said that I'm making shvua shle echlana. And as Rashi states, lamilu misti shle eichel shle echlana leminka trei lishni lishni shvua shle eichel kikazu shvua shle eichel kikazu. The Gemara explains how kamashblon the inachanami the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush as time in the amash shle eichel v'hada amash shle echlana, that the only reason why Mishnah taught us that Reuven will only be chayit to bring one carbon oil of yared is only because initially he stated shvua shle eichel kikazu and then he said shvua shle echlana, and therefore he wasn't meisif anything to the original shvua, as originally he couldn't eat a kazayis. Based on his second shvua, he only made an issa on himself if he ate the entire kikar, and therefore certainly he's not being meisif on the original shvua, and that's why the Mishnah taught us the loy mechayi belachada. However, based on the diik from the Mishnah, our Mishnah's mechadish to us aval amash shle echlana b'had amash shle eichel mechayiv tati. That even though generally we say that in shvua chal shvua, however, if Reuven originally stated that I'm making shvua that I won't eat this entire kikar, he then added onto the shvua as the second time they made a shvua, he used a lashon that I'm making a shvua that I won't even eat a kezayis of this kikar. So since he's being meisif on the original issa, so in this case the shvua can be chal al shvua. And certainly, if Reuven only ate a kezayis, then he'd only be chayav to bring one carbon oil v'yared. But if he ate the entire kikar, then he'll be chayav to bring two carbonais. And the Gemara states, Kid Rava, and just like Rava taught us, as the Rava and Rava taught us, shvua shle eichel kikazu, kiven shachol mena kazayas chayiv, that if Reuven made a shvua that I won't eat this kikar, then even if he only ate the shir achila and he only ate a kazayas, he would already be chayiv. However, shle eichlena in a chayiv at shiach leskula, if Reuven stated that I'm making a shvua that I won't eat it, then he will only be chayiv if he eats the entire kikar, as we previously explained. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah mentioned that Reuven made three shvuas. The Mishnah stated that even though Reuven said a third shvua of shvua shle eichlena and then he ate this kikar, ein chayiv al achas, he'll still only be chayiv to bring one carbon oil of yared. And the Gemara asks, hasu lamli, and Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is that based on the first two shvuas, we already learned the din that ein shvua chal shvua, and we also saw that if there's an issa meisiv, then a shvua can be chal on a shvua. And if so, why did the Mishnah give a case where Reuven made three shvuas? And the Gemara answers, hakamashblan chiyuvu deleka hashvua ikka, that even though there is no chiyuv for the second or third shvua, but all of these shvuas are still valid and they are mitzvah v'kai, as the imishkachas v'vacha chayla, as if at some point the shvua can be chal, then it would still be chal and is not considered completely batal. For example, if in this case Reuven went and was able to be shoyel on his original two shvuas, then the third one would still be chal, and if he then went and ate the kikar b'shoygeg, he'd be chayav to bring a carbon oil of yared. And as Rashi states, hakamashblan l'hachi nachas l'minyana lashmina chiyuvu d'leka shvuas achreines hashvuas heim v'lo yatzlu v'atala v'mimatzu makon michaylu. And as we explain, v'hechi dami k'derava, as we will see in a moment, shim nishal l'chacham al rishayna also shniya tachta v'nesa b'kikar mishum shvuas shniya. And similarly, im nishal ashtayim chol ashlishis l'fish achacham oika nedami karei shrei pesech le'becharata v'havi k'mish le'nada v'chol ashniya l'mafreya. As the only reason why the second shvu was nachal shari shayna hoisimak k'vasim l'chol, however at this point ain l'rishayna hoil v'nishal le'a, and therefore the second shvua can now be chal. And as the Gemara states, l'may hilchasal l'chad rava, and was nafkamina, it's based on the din of rava, the rava shim nishal rishayna os l'shniya tachta. And similarly, if Reuven was shayl on both the first and the second shvua, then the third shvua will now be chal, as we explained. The Gemara continues, le'im mesiele, would you say that the following b'raisa b'negei nazir would be a riot to the sisei of rava? As the b'raisa teaches us, mishin nada shtei naziris, that Reuven stated harei naziris, and then he said it once again, harei alai naziris, then he's chayiv to count two separate naziris of shleishim yoyim, as stam naziris is shleishim yoyim, and after his first naziris, he would go through the process and bring karbonis and cut his hair, and then begin his second naziris period. B'raisa teaches us that if he went through his first naziris, and he was money rishayin of hifashalei carbon, and he was ready mafresh the carbon, but he didn't yet bring the carbon, va'achach nishlal rishayna, and then prior to bringing the carbon, he went to a chacham and was shayil on his original naziris, also leishniya b'rishayna, then the counting they did for the first naziris will now be considered as if he counted for the second naziris, and he would bring this carbon for his second naziris, and he wouldn't have to count another 30 days. And as Rashi points out, hachinami gabishvuais miu gerim leishniya shalei tachol rishayna haisegar remesla, that the only reason why the second shvua was not able to be chal was because Reuven made a previous shvua, and by Ina, and at this point, that Shvuah is no longer around, Sha'aku B'Sheila, as you already were Iker L'Mafreya, based on Sheila's Chacham, V'Nimsa Shnia Chal L'Mafreya, and therefore the second Shvuah should be Chal L'Mafreya, and L'Chari it is a Raya to Rava. However, the Gemara responds that this is not necessarily a Raya to Rava, as there's a Chalot between the case of Naziris and the case of Shvuahs, as Hasam Naziris Me'isa, D'Chimani L'Rishayna, B'Yim Mi'hada Mim L'Shnia, B'Lay Sheila, and the case where someone was Mekabal, two periods of Naziris on himself, so both Naziris are Chal, and even if Reuven is not Shoyal on his first Naziris, he certainly has to keep both periods of Naziris, and therefore the Brisa teaches us that if Reuven ultimately is Shoyal on his first Naziris, so the days that he originally counted for the first Naziris can now work for the second Naziris, and as Rashi explains, Hasam Noidishte Naziris, Naziris Mi Isa, I feel like Nishal Rishaina, Layotz Naziris Shnia Mipilu Vatala, Dakimani Rishaina, Bailuminu Shnia, and the keeping the Dava Imid Liasu, Kashi Matsi Makam, and the Maisa Nadi with Shoyal on that Naziris, Harry Matsu Makam Lafrey, Alde Sheil Lachom Yem Rishain, and the Fikach Minyan Ailala, however, Hachashvu Shnia Mi Isa Klal, but in the case of Rava, where a person made two Shvuas, then we have a Klal that in Shvua Chal Shvua, and the second Shvua would not be Chal at all, and therefore, even at a later point, Reuven is Shoyal on his first Shvua, but the Maisa's second Shvua is already gone, and it can't be Chal at this point, and Ayin Rashi Hachagabi Shvuas, Ilav Sheila Miav Kaimish Shnia Lachal Klal, Hacha Iklamim Bokish Yotz Shnia Mipiv, Yotz Lavatola, Vle Lachal Oyre Lamis, the Afkashiyavi Amakim, Shrek Fa Batla, as it's already Batal, and it's not Tluy of Oymed, and even though it doesn't seem that we have a Raya from this Brisa to this Din of Rava, Lachiru, we could learn this Din of Rava from our Mishnah itself, as our Mishnah gave a case where a person made three Shvuas, and the only reason why the Mishnah would have mentioned Lashon Shvua three times must be for the Chiddush of Rava, as we explained. And before we finish, let's keep in mind that we learned our Mishnah as well as the Gemara like Rashi, and we were gerus in our Mishnah that Reuven made three Shvuas, and he stated Shvuah Shlo Eichel Kikazu, Shvuah Shlo Eichlena, and Shvuah Shlo Eichlena. However, Ayin Taisis Diba Maskel Hasu Lamli, where he asked questions in Rashi, and therefore Taisis states the Kach Nirik is far in the Legasin and Masisin Hachat Lasimnin, the Legasin Hasu Lamli. The Gemara's question in our Sugya is not Hasu Lamli, but instead the Gemara's Diak is based on the fact that the Mishnah stated in a Chayev El Achas. Why didn't the Mishnah state Chayev Achas? Therefore, the Gemara was Medayek, Chayuvu Deleka, Hashvua Ika, Ayin and Taisis, and we will stop over here.